You're listening to SBS News.
Kaya Patton is carrying on a fight her grandparents took up decades ago in seeking justice for the untimely death of their son, an uncle she never had the chance to know.
The way that Uncle Eddie has been explained to me, that he was a real happy-go-lucky bloke, he was, you know, a real people person, he was easy-going guy, he was just full of life.
Eddie Murray, a rising rugby league star at age 21, was found dead in a police cell in Wee Waa in northern New South Wales in June 1981. He died just an hour after being detained for being intoxicated under laws that have since been repealed. Police ruled his death was a suicide, but it's a verdict his family, like his niece Kaya, have always disputed.
Yeah, his life was just beginning. You know, he moved to Sydney for football. He was just getting his life on track and, you know, he was taking that next step in becoming a man. So 100% we believe that something else had happened to him.
His parents, Arthur and Leela Murray, campaigned to find the truth, leading his case to be among the first of 99 examined by the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody. The inquiry was critical of police evidence, but it too found suicide was likely the cause of Eddie Murray's death. But his family refused to accept the finding. His body was exhumed a decade later, and it was discovered he had a fractured sternum not identified before. But it wasn't enough to take his case any further, leaving his family, almost four decades later, still searching for answers. But when the global Black Lives Matter movement erupted in Australia last month, it was a chance for Eddie's family to shine a light on his case once again. His niece Kaya was front and centre.
But in my eyes, I feel like it's a revolution. I feel like we're all rising up all around the world, all people of colour. We want to be heard. We're sick of being swept under the rug and being treated like dirt, because we're not. We still deserve our justice. We still deserve our closure.
But after 39 years, options for Eddie Murray's family are few. George Newhouse is a human rights lawyer at the National Justice Project.
Look, sadly, I think the judicial system, in particular the criminal justice system, lets down Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people all the time. And a death in custody is the pinnacle of those injustices. Unfortunately, I do believe that at this late stage, it will take political action to generate an inquiry.
In the 29 years since the Royal Commission, there have been more than 430 Aboriginal deaths in custody, and incarceration rates have doubled. While the federal government is currently considering targets to reduce the high rates of incarceration, George Newhouse says the culture within the police force also needs to be examined.
It's got a culture of using force. Even the name suggests that. And if you look at its objects, it's about protecting property and the community generally, and not looking at the needs of young people and individuals that come within its remit. And when police start to understand that their role is actually to divert people away from criminal justice, instead of being rewarded for arrests and charges, then you might see change.
Even if she can't change the past decisions, Kaya Patton says she'll continue her grandparents' crusade.
And I know I did them proud, and, you know, that's all I'm here to do today. And to continue this fight and to hopefully get what they fought for, what they started, I hope to end it.
Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.